Today's Mishnah is on the 6th of May, Perek He, Mishnah Zayin, and Mishnah Ches. Today's Mishnah is being learned to Ilui Nishmas, Reb Tzvi, Hersh, Ben Reb Yosef, Pinchas HaLevi. So we're continuing to discuss the laws of Dmai, specifically the law that states that if a person buys Dmai from two different Amei Haaretz, he cannot be Ma'aser from one Am Haaretz Dmai on behalf of the other Am Haaretz Dmai. The reason is because there's a halacha that you can't be mafrish trumas umaisris min aptor al achiyuv umin achiyuv al aptor. So we're concerned that maybe one set of demai is tevel, but the other set of demai is not tevel. The reason we're concerned is because demai by definition is something where we have a suffix, whether the Am Haaretz was mafresh trumas umaisris or was not mafresh trumas umaisris. The truth is, there's a roiv that says Am Haaretz ma'asrin, which means that really we don't have a suffix, but it's more wachayish for the miut, for the minority of Am Haaretz, that we're not mafresh trumas umaisris. But at the same time, we do that knowing that there's a good chance that really he was mafresh trumas umaisris. So if somebody would go to two Am Haaretz, Reuven and Shimon, and he would buy Dmai from Reuven and by Dmai from Shimon, and then he would be mafresh trumas umaisris from Reuven's, thinking that it's going to work for Shimon's as well. What happens if Reuven really was mafresh trumas umaisris? It comes out that this trumas umaisris that he's taking out right now is min haptor. It's really potter from trumas umaisris, because the Am Haaretz he bought it from was already maaser. You're doing it on behalf of Shimon's, maybe Shimon is chayev. So it come out you're being mafresh min haptor al achiyuv, and it's for that reason this is something that you're not allowed to do. Stating that, the last several Mishnayos talked about very specific examples, very, very nuanced. What happens if you buy from a baker? What happens if you buy from a wholesaler? What happens if you buy from a distributor? Do you have to be concerned that maybe, even though you're buying from one person, maybe he himself bought his tefuah from two different people, and as a result, maybe it's not so posh to just simply take one big lump of trumas umaisris and be mafresh, or maybe do you not have to? These next Mishnayos are going to continue on that note. Zok de Mishnah, Lekech mi balabayis. If somebody buys demai, he buys peiros from a balabayis, and Am Haaretz, obviously. V'chaza v'lokach bimenu shnir. And then he bought from the same exact balabayis a second time. So it was two purchases, but at the same time, it was from the same person. Zok de Mishnah, ma'aser mizeelzeh. Then the halach is, you let it be ma'aser from the first person, on behalf of the second, and from the second on behalf of the first. And the reason is because you bought it from one person. So if you bought it from one person, you know for sure either he gave Meiser or he didn't give Meiser. So if he gave Meiser, you're not really Mechoyev, but it is what it is. And if he didn't, you are Mechoyev and you're going to be good to go. But being that you're buying it from one person, it's not going to be an issue. Meaning, in the previous Mishnayos, sometimes it was an issue even when you bought it from one person. The reason is because we're concerned that that one person himself may have gotten it from multiple people. But here you buying it from a local balabayas, he's not some groyser soicher. As a result, if you bought it from him once and then you bought it from him a second time, Meman of Shach, you can be ma'aser from one on to the other. And the Mishnah continues and says, Afilu mishtei kupais, it doesn't matter if the balabayas sold these two different sales from two different kupais, meaning from two different boxes, from two different closets, and afilu mishtei ayaris, even if it was from two different cities, at the end of the day, it's one balabayas. So just because he has fields and things in two different cities, it doesn't change the halacha. At the end of the day, if he's one person, either he does give or he doesn't give. Regardless, there's no concern that it might be min aptur al achiyuv or min achiyuv al aptur. The Mishnah continues and says, balabayas shayom yichiyark b'shuk. What happens, however, if this balabayas was selling vegetables, but he was selling it in the shuk? Oh, once he's selling it in the shuk, it's a little bit different. Meaning, if you go to his farm, you go to his backyard, you go to his house, that's the ratio of the Mishnah. The safer the Mishnah is talking about, where he's selling it more in a marketplace. So then the halacha is b'smach shemivyan lim began noitzav. If this person is a person that sometimes takes, or only takes from his own gina, he only takes from his own garden, then ma'asa me'achas ala kol. So then the halacha is the same, even if you buy from him two times, but you can be mafresh ma'isa once, and that's going to be okay. Umiganis acheres. However, if he sometimes sells from other people's gardens, so now already he's no different than the baker. Then he's no different than any person that takes from multiple people. Ma'asa mikol echad ve'echad. Then from each gina that this person got his produce from, you would have a chiyuv to go and be mafresh trumas umaisa separately. Mishnah Ches. So Mishnah Ches is going to go me inyan le inyan ba'isa inyan, in that it's continuing to discuss the concept that you're not allowed to be ma'aser min ha'ptur al achiyuv or min achiyuv al ha'ptur. However, whereas the last several Mishnayos were talking about demai, this next Mishnah is going to talk about real bona fide tevel. Zok de Mishnah, l'keach tevel, mishnei mekoymois. If somebody buys tevel, real tevel, meaning not demai, tevel, you know for sure no one was ma'afesh shumas or ma'isvis, and he got it from two places, Rav says, meaning from two moichrim. You took it from two separate people. So the halach is ma'asim, he's al zeh. You could for sure be ma'aser from one on the other. It's tevel. There's no shailas. We know for sure no one was ma'afesh shumas or ma'isvis. So when you're ma'aser, you're being ma'aser min achiyuv al achiyuv. And as a result, it's pashut that this is something you'd be allowed to do. That's really the halach of the Mishnah. The Mishnah just adds that there's a little bit of a chiddush here. Afal pisha amru ein adam rashoy limkar tevel elo tzayich. This is true, even though Chazal said a person is not allowed to sell tevel unless there's a real tzayich. But unless there's a real tzayich, the Rav talks about what that tzayich might be, but we're not going to focus on that. Says the Mishnah that even though really it's also to sell tevel unless there's a real tzayich, if you buy tevel from two people, when they sold it to you and there was not a real tzayich, still the halach is ma'aser mizeh alzeh. And the chiddush is that even though it's true, you could always be ma'asim and achiyuv al achiyuv, so if both are tevel, so what would be the shaila? There is a little bit of a chiddush here. The chiddush is that you also have to be ma'acher mishana al shana. So you're not allowed to be ma'aser from tfua that grew in 1 year on behalf of tfua that grew in another year. And there's always a little bit of concern. If you took it from two different moichrim, maybe one tfua grew in tafshin pei aleph and the other tfua grew in tafshin pei beis. The teretz is, you asked him. And he told you, no, it's tafshin pei beis. It's tafshin pei beis. Here's the question. Do you trust him? Why shouldn't you trust him? You can't trust him what year it grew in. You don't trust Amoritz to say he was Mafresh Trumas and Meisters. That's because he's financially incentivized to lie to you. But over here, if he tells you it grew in Tavshin Pei Beis, why wouldn't you trust him? Does look the Mishnah. I'll tell you why maybe you wouldn't trust him. Because this person is already violating the laws of Tevel. Because he's selling Tevel when really he wasn't allowed to sell Tevel. So you would have thought that being that he's violating the laws of Tevel, he's selling something that he's not allowed to sell, so maybe you shouldn't trust him. That's what the Mishnah says. And you don't have to be concerned that maybe it came from 2 years. As long as the guy tells you what year it grew, that's enough. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is afal pisha amrein adam rashoydim k'tevel al tzayrich, and he violated that halacha by selling the tevel shalei l'tzayrich. So you would have thought, oh, once he violated this halacha, at this point we don't trust him at all. Kamash malon, that's the chiddush that we are going to trust him.